Hi there. It's October 12, 2006. This is the Affiliates Task Force meeting for Pacifica Foundation, and the time is approximately 8:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And this is Teresa Allen, chair of the task force. We anticipate a fairly brisk meeting tonight, as we had an extra meeting before the Pacifica National Board, but we'll briskly go through the agenda and bring people up to date. I'm going to go through the list to take roll at this time. Dina Colbert. All right. Teresa Allen's here. Ursula Rudenberg.
Yep.
Okay. Rosalinda Montes Palacios. William Walker. Chandra Hopman. Alan Minsky. Sonali Kahatkar. Fernando Velasquez. Ray LaForest, he's excused. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Vajra Kilgore? She said she's coming late. Wendy Schrell said she's coming late. Phil Jackson? I do not know where he is. I did leave a message. Dr. Evelyn Bethune? Serena Shakir? I believe is the mosque tonight. Kalanji Alusagun? And Hakim Takash. Okay, Rip Robbins? I did leave a message for Rip. And Nathan Moore will be joining us. He's in the middle of pledge drive. He said he should be able to join us in 45 minutes if we're still on the call. Okay. Do we have anything to add or delete or any changes to be made to the agenda that was sent out? Oh, I'm glad you like the agenda.
I do. I actually have something. An announcement I need to make.
Okay.
Probably at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay, an announcement. So as soon as we approve the agenda, we'll go to the announcement. In fact, we'll probably move welcoming the new affiliates director, Nathan Moore. We'll move that to the end of the agenda. So let me edit and.
Ursula?
Yeah.
Is anyone else on the call?
Sean. Sean and Teresa and me.
Okay.
And, and Pete, I'm sorry. Are you on the call?
I'm going to be, but I have a very short life on my battery left at this point, my cordless battery here, my wireless phone, whatever. So I'm going to put it on speakerphone, which is the only other phone I have in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put it on speaker and mute, but I'll be here listening. I'll chime in, I'll take the mute off, but I'm going to be working. So.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a yes, kind of, in other words.
Okay, well, would you like to be put on the agenda? Is there something that you would like to contribute while you're sure you have energy?
I'll stay for the duration of the call.
Okay.
But I'll be working, and that's why I'll have it on mute, so not to disturb you, because the speakerphone is disturbing sometimes.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for that consideration.
Yeah. Ursula, though, are you going to call me the line? Should I hang up on this line? Or?
I guess I'm going to stay on this line until the battery runs out, then I'll switch.
Okay.
All right. Well, what we've done is we've added...
We're not streaming, are we, right now?
We are streaming.
Oh, okay.
We are streaming. Which is fine. We appreciate the fact that you're with us. We've put the item number 6 is now welcoming Nathan, and item number 7 is adjourned. Okay. If there are no other additional additions or corrections to the agenda is approved, right? Okay. Ursula, your announcement.
Okay, this is kind of a sad announcement. Yvonne Dooley died.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sad.
Yeah. He died last night.
Oh. Well, thank you for telling us.
Very startling. Very startling.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows yet why he died. I mean, he was ill, he told us.
Mm-hmm.
He was ill, but I don't think he realized he was terminally ill. Mm-hmm. But apparently, I didn't speak with anybody at the station yet, but Kai from NSCV called me, and she said that he did a radio show last night, went home, went to sleep, and never woke up.
Oh, he will be sorely missed, not just in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Is anybody sending out? Did they send out anything by email or any sort of announcement like that? With any biographical information?
No. I wrote to WRFG today and told them that I would notify people in the network if it was okay with them. I haven't heard from Joan yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that I had a feeling today would be a pretty busy day for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't call them, but I will call them tomorrow and try and get some information from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Greg that I would send it to him so that he could notify the board.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would notify the
grassroots
the network unless mm-hmm. Teresa, you want to or Rip does or you know somebody else does. But I said I would get the kind of information.
Okay.
From Joan as soon
mm-hmm.
as possible. I just didn't want to call her today because I'm sure today was just not a great day at the station.
Well, I certainly won't mind if you would coordinate that. There may actually be someone that wants to include something like this in the Sprouts, like a memorial to him, or you know, if we had enough biographical information.
We could try. That's a nice
do a
idea. If we could find somebody who was willing to do a Sprouts show about him, that would be great.
I mean, as a matter of fact, people might want to do like a tribute to several, leading community radio personalities. Just a thought.
And I don't know. I don't know if anybody right now has come forward and said they would do it, but if there is someone,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it would be nice.
Maybe the archive has something.
WRFG has any recordings of Yvonne,
mm-hmm.
we could
mm-hmm.
We could play it on Sprouts if they have a recording of him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just. It's really nice that we at least got to know him a little bit. You know, I mean, he was really nice to know.
Mm-hmm. I remember calling that station several years ago, trying to encourage someone to apply for a scholarship to attend Grassroots Radio Conference, and it just didn't happen. But I remember at the time when there was the big FCC town hall meeting that was held, that was organized by that radio station,
right.
And how
yeah.
Eben was involved in that.
Yeah. He was a really, really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so, anyway, it's kind of a shock to everybody. It was kind of shocked. I don't think anybody, including Yvonne, expected, you know, something like this. So.
Well, you know, we have some people who actually are ill, but you would not know it from the amount of energy and the amount of work that they get done. And he was one of those personalities that probably,
yeah.
you know, was in pain and you didn't even know it. So
yeah,
he will be sorely missed. Feel free to coordinate Ursula, and if you want me to do anything specific, I don't want to duplicate. I certainly don't want to duplicate anything that you're doing.
Okay.
So if you would like me to do anything, just tell me.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that information.
Yeah.
And
sorry to come
that's
up with
okay.
a shocker.
I think what I'm going to do, what I will take the initiative on, is I will tell Brian in the archives just in case he might have something.
Okay.
And I will tell him to contact you if he does.
Okay.
Okay. News from the PNB. Ursula, do you want to say anything about the budget that was passed or give any reaction?
Well,
any
I don't
reaction?
Really know what was... I think it was passed that there'll be $25,000 in for an assistant and $25,000 for outreach. Isn't that correct, Teresa?
You know, I have to say, I think that's correct, but to be honest, all of my paper budgets that I was handed out at the national board meeting, I gave to Lonnie Hicks to send to me overnight, and I have not received them. And
right. Now, wait a minute. Nathan Moore sent out an informational email to the affiliates. He sent me a copy, and in that, he did say that. So it must have
Was
happened.
It in AFPAC? Was it on the listserv?
No, he sent it to the general managers of the affiliates.
Oh, okay.
And he did say there that $25,000 were approved for an office assistant and $25,000 for outreach. So it indeed did happen because he was one of the people there.
Okay.
So I don't think I was present when that vote was taken, but he did say it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was contacted today by the HR person to begin the first steps towards advertising for an office assistant. So that's a huge step forward.
Mm-hmm.
Other quick announcement, too. I'm just going to sneak this in. I'm sorry it's off topic, but we did get two new affiliates. We got an affiliate in Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah, not the ones that you met, Teresa. This is a station at Grinnell College.
Grinnell.
And we got an affiliate, a new station in Seattle. So.
Do you know the, I don't even know how to spell Grinnell College. Where is that?
It's in, what part of Iowa is Grinnell in? Oh, let me look at the map. Grinnell is a liberal arts college, a very progressive liberal arts college.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure where it is in Iowa, but it's a long-standing progressive school, and they have a radio station.
Huh. Well, that's wonderful. And where's the other one?
Seattle.
Seattle.
Seattle area. It's called Everett, but it's the Seattle area.
Uh-huh. And do you know the call letters?
KSER.
Is it a low power? Is it low power?
No, they're both full power stations.
Great, great. You know, I happen to have an uncle who lives in Dubuque, Iowa, and there are two colleges there. He was a professor of linguistics in Loras College, and my sister went to Clark College, and I wonder if they have radio stations there. My uncle happened to be one of the people who wrote. The documentation for cable contracts, some of the early cable contracts. So he's a person very interested in the media, and that's something we might want to check in to see if there's a station in Dubuque, Iowa, that might want to affiliate. So you might want to call me some other time on that.
Okay.
Right now I'm going to Google Grinnell, but how do you want to take a guess on how it's spelled?
Grinnell. I think it's spelled.
Just one L, you think?
I think so. I can't remember.
And it's in Iowa.
Yeah, it's in Iowa.
Okay. Well, that's very, very exciting. Did they say what it was that made them decide to join or to affiliate?
The one at Grinnell, I think
it says here it's Grinnell, Iowa.
They were affiliates a long time ago,
oh.
And they've been taking Democracy Now, and they've decided to come back to Pacifica. They want to, he says, the name of the station is KDIC, and he says, they've been airing. Oh no, they're planning on airing Democracy Now, but they'd also like to carry other Pacifica programming, such as FSRN, Uprising. He says Crosspin. I think he means Counterspin, and Alternative Radio, which is shows that we distribute. Mm-hmm. And he says, namely, we want to carry your programming. So they basically just want to be part of Pacifica again.
Awesome.
And then the one in Seattle, the guy who, they've been carrying Democracy Now actually for a while. They have a new station manager who was the program director at KBCS,
mm-hmm.
which is our affiliate in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce, his name is Bruce Worth. He was the, he was the public affairs director. And Bruce and I have been, you know, in, I stayed at his house when I was in Seattle, and he and I have gotten to know each other quite well. So he's very, very good. And,
so,
and now he has become a station manager at KSER. So he wants to do the right thing.
What's his last name?
Vajra.
Hi, Vajra.
Hi.
It's W I R T H. And
what's KSER?
That's the station in Seattle that just affiliated.
What's W I R T H? Oh, that's the spelling
his
of his last name. W I R T H.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm looking at the Grinnell College listing of academic programs. I don't see the station here. I see the chaplain, communication and events, Office of Communication and Events, media relations, publications, web. Anyway, I'll have to study this a little further and find the radio station, but that's very exciting news. Thank you very much, Ursula.
Vajra, how are you feeling?
I'm hanging in there.
I'm very sorry to hear about all your various misfortunes.
None of them is good, and I'm still in a cast.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear about that.
Thanks.
Well, we talked with Ray earlier today. He's at the fair event.
Yeah, good.
You missed the announcement that Ebon Dooley has passed away.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So he died, I guess it would be on the 11th, last night? No.
He died
last night,
yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. What happened?
He died in his sleep. The cause of death isn't really known.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And he hadn't been ill?
He was ill, but it was unclear. You know, that's why he quit the board, was because the doctor told him he was ill, and Ebon himself didn't really believe it.
Oh.
You know, he was kind of like, what the hell? Why can't I do what I usually do?
Uh-huh.
But apparently he was a lot more ill than anybody realized.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. I mean, when I spoke with him, he was like in disbelief himself that he couldn't
uh-huh.
do all these things.
Well, it could very well be that maybe he knew something that he didn't tell us.
Doesn't sound like it.
I don't know.
It sounds like he didn't believe it.
He was kind of... it sounds like his heart wasn't... Well,
oh.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, Ursula's going to make some announcements, and I'm going to contact Brian DeShazer. We're going to see if we can find some quotes and maybe even cover his demise and actually celebrate his life in Sprout if we can.
That would be good.
All right, so other news from the PNB. Go ahead.
I guess I just wanted to say to Vajra and you, Vajra and Sean, that I don't know if you saw, we kind of at the 11th hour, we put together this statement from the affiliates program, kind of like an end-of-the-year statement
mm-hmm.
that was presented to the PNB. But it was kind of refined up until the last minute. And I think, personally, I think it would be a really good thing for us as a task force to look at and, you know, kind of go through again,
mm-hmm.
if it's okay with you. Just, you know, so at the very least, you know, by the end of this PNB term, we can kind of, I don't know, just, you know, it's kind of like a way of looking back and or just taking stock in a way.
Okay.
And I don't know how you feel, Teresa, but I would feel good if we could, send this to the task force and maybe at the next meeting discuss it so that we can tweak it or whatever, just so we feel that the task force has somehow, you know, made a statement about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to do minutes as we speak. We didn't have minutes from our last our special meeting. I did not have them ready, so I'm putting it on the agenda for tonight. I mean, for the next meeting.
Does that sound okay to you and you to Vajra and Sean?
Fine with
yeah.
me.
Okay.
Okay. Go over. What was that report called? Do you remember?
It was just kind of like end of the year report. I just feel it would be good to go through it again, since the process was a little bit short. We kind of took a shortcut.
Yes, and in fact, I'm kind of disappointed that we forgot to send it to the affiliates, the affiliates task force. I didn't even send it to myself, so we just printed it out. And we had to have had it on some sort of, RAM stick or something to take
no,
it over.
No, we didn't. It was really, I kind of typed it up. I mean, we sent it to I think Sean and Vajra, you both got a copy of the draft.
Yes.
And we basically took that draft and just kind of cleaned up the language a little bit. And that's pretty much what was handed out. So I just kind of, at the last minute on the hotel computer, cleaned up the language, and that was it.
And you know what, Ursula? What happened was Donna Gates gave it to me, and she put it in a folder. And we were sitting at the table. We were so cramped. I couldn't even, I had to hold my elbows at my waist. And I saw this folder on top of right next to my computer, just space enough for the PNB packet or binder, but I couldn't even open it. Well, I saw this folder on top of it. I thought it belonged to Patty. I thought she had just put her folder on top of mine, so I gave it to her. And then when I finally found Donna Gates, she said, "Oh, well, I put it next to your computer, so that you didn't even get a copy of it." So I passed
well,
it out.
Do you have a copy? Do you have it somewhere?
It's being mailed to me with all these papers.
Okay.
So I had too many papers. I had, I don't know how many, 15 pounds of papers, So they're being mailed to me. And
okay. So when you get it. If you want, you can send me a copy, and I'll transfer it into electronic form and send it to everybody.
Okay, so we'll send that out. Any other news from the PNB? Well, I think what we need to do is we will try and officially send out the details of the budget that was passed to the affiliates task force also. Approved.
Okay, one announcement that I made at the PNB that Sean and Vajra, you might be interested in. I don't know if you were aware of this or not before, but as part of the negotiations with Civica Management to get the money allocated this year for the affiliates program, I agreed to make the affiliate program's goal of income to be $200,000, which is about a $50,000 increase from last year. And we, because of this fee increase that we did, we actually are going into the beginning of the year at $199,000 already. So we basically made our goal before the year even started, so it was really a great thing that the affiliates agreed to raise their fees. So basically, we have made our goal already, and for the rest of the year, we're basically just going to be, adding, going over, above, and beyond. So it's
contributing to national. So hopefully,
Nathan.
Hey, Nathan.
Hi.
Okay.
Sorry for being late.
That's okay. We've got Teresa, Ursula, Sean, Pete Caracas, Vaja, and Nathan on the phone. And we have done roll call, agenda, announcements, news from the PNB. You sent something out to the affiliate station saying the budget that was approved.
Did you
send a copy of that to this task force?
I can. Is there a listserv for this task force?
Yes. Ursula, is he on
it? No, there's not a listserv, but I can send you.
I can just make
a listserv.
No, I'll just hit reply all to the thing that Teresa sent out an hour ago.
Okay, great.
Nathan, do you want to introduce yourself to the members of the task force that are here?
Sure. My name's Nathan Moore. I'm at the news facilitator at WORT in Madison, one of the Pacifica affiliates. We're in our pledge drive right now, so that's actually why I was late. I was on the air. let's see.
What's your title?
I'm the news and public affairs facilitator officially. Elsewhere, that's called a news director.
Facilitator. Okay.
Yes.
Sean and Vaja, would you introduce yourself to Nathan?
Vaja, you take it.
Huh?
Vaja, you go. Ladies first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm Vaja Kilgour. I'm unpaid staff member at WBAI and the chair of the local station board.
Hi.
Hi.
And I am Sean Rhodes, a staff rep on the LSB. I'm also an arts producer, and I work in operations at the station.
And you're WBAI, right?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Great. Nice to meet you all.
Well, we're so
Somebody
glad to join
the call.
Yeah, this is Wendy. Hi.
Hey, Wendy.
Sorry I'm so late.
No, you're just in time.
Oh, good.
So, Nathan has just introduced himself. Nathan, you wanna tell us anything unique about your pledge drive? You want to tell us what your goals are and maybe what your secrets to success are?
Well, gosh, I can tell you the experience from tonight. We actually broke a record for the news block fundraising tonight, which is really cool. The numbers are going to sound minuscule to you all, but that's all right. Our overall goal is only $110,000. Our entire station budget for the year is about $500,000. Mm-hmm. So, going to the PNB meeting a few weeks ago was like, wow, take everything I know about Ward and add a zero. So for the news block, 2-hour news block in the evening here, we have BBC NewsHour followed by Free Speech Radio News and then our half-hour local news production in our backyard. And, you know, without that sort of, like, local personality to sort of draw people in, it's kind of a tough block to fundraise. And tonight we actually raised $1,200, which is...
Yay!
Yeah, which is way above our normal total. And we had two people from the Center for Media and Democracy who are really fond of Ward come by, and they were pledge wrapping pretty aggressively for us. And I promised them a foot rub if they took us over 1,000, so...
Right.
Excellent. Were you pitching a premium at all?
Yeah, a few things. Let's see. You know, we always have a whole sheet to pick from.
So nothing special to the news programs?
Yeah, we do books and magazines. It helped a little bit that one of the books available was Best War Ever, written by John Stauber, the guy that was pledge wrapping with us.
Oh, yeah, we know him.
Yeah. And that PR Watch is their magazine, so that was another one.
Cool.
Wow.
So that helped, but then, we've got a bunch of a whole selection of books and magazines and Pacifica archives.
Do you think that the Grassroots Radio Conference being in Madison, do you think it impacted the community at all? Do you think they noticed?
You can say no. People that pay attention to the station did, but I don't think it was a giant thing. Our publicity efforts outside of, you know, radio files. Our sort of, you know, Madison publicity efforts were not real grand. And so it's something that we can talk about some, and you know, we hosted some programming about it. But you know, it's not a huge thing. I think, you know, maybe a bunch of people are kind of like, oh, yeah, right, that grassroots thing. But you know, not a big one.
Well, sure was wonderful that you volunteered to host a Grassroots Radio Conference, because I met just a whole bunch of affiliates, people, especially a lot of low-power people that really appreciated the networking and the whole camaraderie and exchange of ideas that, that happened at that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we're glad to have you here.
Oh, thanks much.
Now we're going to go to... I'm sorry?
I just wanted to tell Nathan that Ebon actually died last night.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Yeah.
When? What?
Ebon died last night.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What was he even, if you don't mind my asking, what was he sick with, you know?
We don't really know.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem like, it doesn't seem real clear to anybody. I don't even think it was clear to Ebon. Honestly.
Wasn't the cause of death
is not known. He fell asleep in his sleep. I mean, he died in his sleep.
Oh, my.
So I don't know. I was contacted by the NFCB, and Kai told me that nobody knew yet why he really died. He just did.
So. Ursula Pacifica needs to send something to his family.
Yeah, Greg is planning to send flowers and a card. He just wants me to get him the contact information for his family.
Yeah.
And he also said after I gave him some information, he would notify the PNB to let them know. We just don't know very much about it yet, so we wanted to... I didn't want to call the station today because I just know they were overwhelmed with calls.
Sure. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I still think that memorializing him in some way through archived materials, mentioning it on our affiliates and at our stations, that here was a media great, you know, and we will miss him. That's one thing that, you know, that's a very unique thing that we can do as a foundation to,
mm-hmm.
You know, carry his legacy forward.
Right. Well,
so,
we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. On to the work groups. Outreach, Southern Strategy, MAPS, Western Strategy. Does anybody have anything to report?
I do.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else does.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I have been speaking with, you remember Gabriel, who joined this call once?
The guy in Chicago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have been speaking with Gabriel and Diane, who is the volunteer who also joined the call, and we're kind of focusing on Iowa as a test state. We were actually advised by some organizers to start there for various reasons, and so we have been kind of mapping out the state, trying to figure out where frequencies are available and matching it up with activism. And I actually am going to Iowa next week for personal reasons, and so I'll be meeting with some immigrant organizers. There's an immigrant group there that has some very good organizing, and they actually are interested in starting a radio station. So I'm going to meet with them next week. So we're kind of trying to come up with a plan for Iowa and use it as a prototype for maybe addressing other states. And we've kind of come up with an agreement with Gabriel to try and make a profile that would include a mission statement, a set of people that are interested in being involved, and an action plan so that we can actually try and apply for some money to help supporting people who want to do this. Maybe to find some grants to. So that if people are willing to do this, that they might have some more. In other words, we're saying we want to maybe do a little bit more of a directed plan for people to follow than just to tell them to do it on their own, to make sure that it people actually feel that they can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of added to our goals is to see if there is money available to help fund these kind of support systems for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of advised Gabriel to look at this as a regional network the way they have in the Pacific Northwest, because I think it's very compelling to work that way. I think if people feel they're part of a regional network, they feel more supported. So we're just kind of trying to feel our way through this and hope that in the process we come up with some sort of blueprint about what is the effective way to proceed. I hope that's not too vague, but I don't want to get into too many details to waste too much time. So if anybody's really interested in the Midwest, they're welcome to, you know, get more involved with it. But that's the broad outlines of what we're doing.
Well, Ursula, you know what I'm going to do? I'm sending you the email for my uncle right now in case, you know, he might have some people in the field of communication, either Loras or Clark Colleges, that would like to participate in some way. And if you would call him,
okay,
he might want to assist you in some way.
Okay.
I'm glad. So what specifically are Gabrielle and who's the other person?
Diane.
What are they doing? Are they offering to, like, are they volunteers specifically working on a central United States campaign?
Yeah, we're focusing on the Midwest, and we're starting with Iowa.
Okay. Bravo.
Because Iowa has a lot of organizing going on right now based in immigration.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of immigration organizing going on there.
Mm-hmm. Ursula, being next door in Wisconsin here, what kind of stuff would be of use in a more short term, you know, once my pledge drive's done.
Oh, wow. Well, the most obvious thing right away is if people at WART would be willing to act as support systems for anybody that was interested, so they would know that there was a station, you know, in the area that they could ask questions to.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one area of support. Do you know Gabriel?
Zarina.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Sorry I'm late.
No problem.
Okay.
I don't know if I know Gabriel Ursula.
Okay, he works with the group that does the Midwest Social Forum or the.
Oh, huh, the Radfest people.
Yeah, he's in Chicago, but he works with that group. So
uh-huh.
You might know him and not know it, but
yeah.
Anyway, you should, at the very least, you should know Gabriel. And if you, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, but you know, it might be good for us to talk together sometime together with Gabriel. Because
mm-hmm.
He is interested in building up a Midwest, you know, regional network, and you would certainly be a very important part of that.
Sure. No,
and who knows, in the course of talking, what all would develop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've had a lot of interest in that as well, though not the time or heavy involvement from others to make it happen yet.
Well, I think WART would absolutely be the anchor for something like that.
Great.
Absolutely. I mean, you and WOJB also expressed interest, but I
mm-hmm.
think, you know, WART especially would be an anchor station for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a point of reference, I think, for Gabriel to work from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd love to get sort of like an e-introduction or something, if you could just email
okay.
us both.
All right. Will do.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ursula. Is there anything else that you need from us specifically in regard to this?
I don't think right now, no. I think that that's it.
So your actual report is that Gabrielle and Diane are working on a Midwest
a strategy for the full power stations in the Midwest, and they're formulating it within the context of building a Midwest network.
Okay.
And we're focusing primarily on Iowa right now, just as a place to start. Okay. And there seems to be some powerful organizing happening in Iowa, so it's just a beginning point. I mean,
okay,
you know, we don't really know how to do it yet, so we're
okay
just using it as a test area.
All right. Anything else under outreach that we need to make announcements on or ask about? Then we'll go to definitions. Anything to report on definitions? I do want to thank Rip very much for writing the report. That maybe not doesn't fall under definitions, but that was not an easy task to do, and I think that he had to collect his thoughts to write that report, and that was very useful. We will be sending that out as soon as I get the information. Is the when I'm looking at the agenda, it says integration of affiliates. Is that under definitions, or is that something that Dina was working on?
That was the thing Dina was working on.
Okay, so nothing to report. That was isn't that integration of affiliates? Okay,
producers
nothing. And producers. All right, and Pacifica, okay, the database, nothing to report this time. The budget, do you have anything else we need to report other than the fact that we got our budget and that Nathan's going to send again what he sent out to the affiliates?
I just sent it, actually.
Great. Is there anything else we need to do on that, Ursula? Okay.
I don't think so right now. I think that the work's been done.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be needing to think about the budget process for next year. So maybe we'll put that on the agenda for a couple months from now to start working on that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think it would be good for us to do as this year comes to a close is to agree on possibly a schedule for next year so that next year we can anticipate better what's going to happen when so that the task force, you know, can be effective. And I think part of, you know, what was difficult this year was that we kind of didn't know how things play out. And if we make a schedule for next year knowing when we should have, you know, certain things done, I think it'll be a more rewarding experience for people.
All right, well, I'm going to try to put that on the schedule for January or February. All right, structure and impact.
I'm sorry, I had one quick question on the budget.
Sure.
When does the Finance Committee start reviewing budget proposals?
That starts, when did that start? It starts,
I want to say June or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was June.
Yeah.
I don't have the timetable in front of me. Although I could I'll try and find it while we're talking here.
It's not a big deal. I was just thinking in terms of timeline.
Yeah, I guess I had one question for members of the task force. I had expressed that I would like, if possible, to have some sort of review process of the budget process this year. And I'm wondering if there is support in this task force for that. I feel like it was a little bit of a rough experience, at least for me, and I think for some other people too. And I think that it could be helpful to make some recommendations how to make it go better next year for everybody involved. And I guess I just would like some feedback as to whether their support for that.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Do you want to know if
you could have support in making it not so rough next time?
No, I just think it would be useful to review the process in some form. you know, like to come up with some way to look back at how the process went this year so that we could try and make the process a little bit easier for everybody.
You're talking about just the affiliates part or the entire budget?
Well, I'm just talking about my experience. I mean, the affiliates program. I can't speak for everybody in the organization.
Well, I'm sure it's really rough for everybody, but can I just ask, I mean, this is, I'm still a little unclear on this. This is the first year that we've ever had an affiliates budget, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So there's a major milestone passed.
Yes.
So hopefully it will be easier anyway next year. But sure, I mean, smoother is good.
Well, this is Sean in New York. Isn't that inherent when you're putting together a budget anyway? You review what was done previously? Or the process involved in putting it together? I mean, isn't that, or do you want something set aside just to review the process?
Yeah, I don't think it's inherent.
Oh, yes,
I did,
honey.
I don't think that's ever been inherently part of this process, is to ask ourselves how to make the process go better.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I think that the Finance Committee definitely has. I think they have been trying to, like, this is, they have a timetable now. They did not have a timetable before, or at least if they had one last year, they changed it. So, and now I would imagine that you will submit your budget just like the, with the same timetable that the other units will submit their budget. Maybe a little bit earlier so Lonnie can assemble it within the national office. But I can certainly, if you think it might help, well, do you want us to put this on the agenda? But because I had here, put the budget process schedule on the agenda for January and February. And you said you wanted to know if we can review the process that we had this year and improve it. Won't we be discussing that, or is there something specifically or different that I need to write down?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question, Teresa. Are you saying what agenda are you putting this on?
I'm on the affiliate task force agenda. I wrote myself a note in these minutes to put the budget process schedule on the agenda for January and February.
Oh, okay. Well, the budget process had a schedule this year. Nonetheless, I found myself throughout the process not knowing to whom I should speak to about what and when. And I feel that it would be helpful to clarify these things so that next year there's less confusion about who talks to who about what and when.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be good to look at that. And,
when do you want to look at that?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not completely in charge of this process, but it seems to be there must be some way that we could come up with to communicate with each other and with the board and with management where this process can be discussed in a civilized manner. I mean, isn't that logical? I mean, you know, however it seems best for people is fine with me, you know, whether it's having a meeting with Greg or you know, having me, you know, submit a report as to, you know, things that was where it was confusing for me, and asking, you know, Teresa
well,
and Rip, who were the budget committee, discuss about how it worked for them. I mean, we ended up in a position where at the 11th hour, the finance committee was saying to the affiliates task force, or saying to Teresa, didn't the affiliates task force pass a judgment on the proposed budget, and why didn't they? And there was no, you know, understanding within the affiliates task force that this was going to be asked of us. And so, of course, we weren't really able to respond in a proper manner because there really wasn't time to do it, to do that.
Well, my proposal is, unless someone has something different, come on the January or February agenda, I'm going to put that we review the budget process schedule. And I think we should discuss that at that time. Discuss
in January or February?
Well, unless you want to discuss it in November, I don't think we should discuss this in December. I think we're going to be a little bit crazy in December. I'm sorry, I guess I thought it was November already. But, it might be best that we concentrate our efforts really on, like, on Western strategies, Midwest strategies, because there's a window of opportunity for us to work on starting these full-power stations, and I didn't know how much of our meeting you wanted to consume talking about budget issues once we just got it passed. I'd rather concentrate maybe on outreach for a month or two and then maybe start this budget issue up again in January, unless you want a subcommittee to deal with that. Does any committee member want to weigh in on this other than me? I'm just throwing out ideas. So no. Since nobody wants to, my thought is we wait until January to discuss this. And then we really, delve in. And maybe Dina can get into it. Rip can get into it. Unless you think otherwise, Ursula. Okay. Not hearing anything else. We're going to discuss the whole process and the schedule in January. Okay. Anything else under budget? Anything under structure and impact? This is something that I need to work on.
Yeah, I'd like to work on that with you, too. I believe that the part about the, what are we calling it, the special executive decision, or what's it called? That I gave notice for future teleconference.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I was a little distracted.
The seating of affiliate directors in January instead of March. I forget what exactly the name of the action is, but it's sort of a...
You gave notice.
Yeah, gave notice. Talked with Dave Adelson. I think that's going to come up at the meeting on October 30th.
Is it 30th or 20th?
Not the 20th, I don't think. I think the 20th is going to be mostly focused on dealing with stuff left over from the Berkeley meeting.
Okay.
Just that we'll probably be pretty spent after dealing with all that, so might just go on with the 30th, which I don't particularly object to. It's a week and a half later.
All right. Is there something we need to do before that meeting?
I can draft up some specific language for... for what the action would be, but it's pretty basic, seat the affiliate director at the same time as the other directors. I guess the way that there's a few ways that we could do it, and we were talking about this after session in Berkeley just a little bit, mm-hmm. Which is that if you've got more than two affiliate candidates running for those two seats, you pretty much have to fly them all out to that meeting to have them, meet the rest of the board, be introduced, and sort of make their spiels, and then be elected pretty much as the first item of business at that January meeting. Mm-hmm. If then there's more than two, we'd have to find something for the others to do the rest of the weekend. But I think that could be a pretty neat opportunity at the same time.
The problem is, as I understand it, with some of these suggestions is the LSBs elect their people to the PNB, I think, right after January 1st. And then those people immediately have to buy tickets. Now, it would be nice if those people were immediately given the applications for the affiliate directors and could have a telephone conference, interview them, and select the person. But because they are not literally seated until the PNB meeting, they, as I understand it, cannot have that telephone conference to make those decisions. And the question is, do we want these PNB members on this, from this rotation, to be making that decision? And that's probably no.
Right.
As it is, if I understand it correctly, unless it's changed, you and Rip will be attending the January meeting.
Unless
your term does not end until those other people are seated.
Right, unless this goes through.
Right, correct. So, is there anything that we need to do to help you with this?
Some suggestions for specific wording would be all right, I suppose. If there's anything in particular that makes a proposal more politic, I guess. I'm still fairly new to the PNB workings, but.
Well, I have to apologize. Bylaws just drive me to tears. Maybe Dina could help, and I'll send an email to her. Okay, I'll send an email to Dina, and I guess I need to go through. I don't even have my hard copy of my affiliates. I think this affects several different sections of the bylaws. Did you say you had a conversation with Dave Adelson?
Yeah, just a short email, actually. He said, you know, he plans, he does plan to put it on the agenda for the 20th, though, if we want to hold off until the 30th, just so that that meeting doesn't run really long and we're all tired at the end of the night.
Okay.
I also might opt for that because my pledge drive is still going on the 20th, and I'd rather be out of drive to present it.
It's Nathan, as I understand it, the change you need to make is actually very small, right? It's really basically just if it's worded as a schedule change, it's acceptable, right?
Right.
So probably
there's
very little language involved. It's probably
just
a matter
schedule.
Of just changing the dates, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah. So just a special rule of order that changes the schedule. That'd be easy enough.
Yeah.
I think the things to address, though, are basically those sort of, I guess, three options that we've got. One is, the previous rotation's PNB elects the following rotation's affiliate directors, which, like Teresa said, is kind of an odd arrangement and probably not the most desirable. The second possibility is that, you know, once the new PNB is elected, like that day, they they get the they receive all the applications of the affiliate applicants, and then they do a teleconference like the next day, and then then the affiliate directors are officially seated at the same time. That has a couple of problems. One is what Teresa said that it and the other one, it also seems the other one is this timeline that's awfully fast to get all that in. Then the third option, I guess, would be to fly out all the candidates to wherever the meeting is, and then find something for, the other, if there are others, for the other affiliate candidates to do that's productive for the network and hopefully the program.
Yeah, that still seems like the most reasonable.
I like the third one best, too.
Yeah.
Just want to kind of bring it up here to see what others think as well.
Serena,
well,
do you have a feeling about that, Serena, as a board member?
Serena?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. What?
Do you have a feeling about the seating of affiliate directors and any thoughts as a director on how we could go? Because as it is, it's somewhat frustrating, and Nathan is considering drafting some language, possibly a special rule of order, to change the process so that affiliate directors can be seated at the first meeting rather than waiting till March. Do you have any thoughts?
I think because they are voting members when they come on anyway, that having them at the beginning is not a problem for me. I think that they should be on at the beginning of the year. And that way they have a better idea. We're all working, well, whoever's on the board then this new year. It all starts at the same time, and they have a better idea of what's going on the national themselves.
Yeah. So when everybody else is in orientation mode, so are the affiliate directors.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Well, I wish there was a way we could allow the new board members to at least have a telephone conference and make a decision before they're seated. It would be nice if the bylaws said that wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be acceptable to say that they are seated before the January meeting, because that would be like allowing the new U.S. president to take office on January 1st rather than January 15th.
I think people are more responsible than the president.
I'd like to think so. Nathan, I'm sorry I don't have any answer for you right now.
That's all right. I'm fine with the idea of flying out more candidates, especially since I think this year was the first time we had more than two. I don't know if that's going to be I guess there could feasibly be some time in the future when like eight affiliates are running for the two seats, but I don't know. But for the meantime, it seems like a pretty decent possibility. And if you've got one or two people that didn't get seated but are out in whatever, Houston or D.C. or whatever for the weekend, then I bet there's some great project we could put them to work on for, you know, those 30 hours that meetings are going on.
I'll talk to David Adelson about it.
Okay.
And I do have an email that I just sent out to Dina to maybe put on her thinking cap.
Well,
okay.
is this the kind of thing that, I mean, I'm still trying to decide, I'm trying to understand which of these things need to have some sort of endorsement from the Affiliates Task Force. It seems like this would be something, it would be good to get some sort of consensus from the Affiliates Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
On this, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd like that. You know, that sort of option three, I think, would make the most sense for this in terms of just the timeline of what we've got to work with. And also, if the members of the Affiliates Task Force here had any ideas of what additional non-elected candidates might do for a weekend, I think that's, you know, just a question that will probably come up.
So maybe it's a matter of sending an email of explanation to the members of the task force and ask for feedback. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I personally don't see... I do not think it's an answer to fly in three people or four people or six people.
and then have the national board make that decision and send the other people home. I think that's a good way to add thousands of dollars to the cost of the PNB meeting.
Mm.
I think there has to be a better way. And I certainly don't think, let's say we had six people, you know, I can't imagine what kind of busy work, or even, I can't imagine what kind of work they would feel like doing if they were not selected to be directors. I can't imagine saying, well, we brought you here, so here's some work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think that's, I mean, you know, you're so dedicated, Nathan. You find things to keep you busy, but I can't imagine other people would feel that way. there has to be a better way.
What date is the January meeting typically, like late Jan?
I thought we decided on that. Yes, it's late January.
Well, I'll send an email around to the task force, see if I can get some feedback.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Okay. The other thing under structure and impact was review of protocols for budget process. I think we just already discussed that. Is there anything else that we need to discuss under review? Structure and impact. Okay. Number five, new business, new initiatives. Is there anything else we need to discuss under new business? All right, well, number six was welcome the new affiliate director, Nathan Moore. So let's take that off. if we don't have anything else, then it's time to adjourn. Let's discuss our next meeting. It's usually, in case you hadn't noticed, isn't it the second Thursday of the month?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and I have it down for November 9th
mm-hmm.
at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And we also have a meeting scheduled for December 14th, which is the second. So,
can I just ask something about how the notification process works? Am I responsible for notifying people about these meetings, or is this a responsibility that the task force itself takes on? Because it seems that fewer and fewer people seem to know about these meetings or seem to be forgetting or whatever. It just seems that the meetings are getting smaller and smaller.
Well, I have a personal theory. I think that because we're in the middle of national elections, that some of our people that are involved in this are actually politically active and are busy with that. We already know that Ray is at another function.
I'm still asking, what is the process here for really notifying people about these meetings,
well,
so that at least we know people are being notified?
Well, I think the process is that it's on KPFTX, and it's always the second Tuesday. I know that I was late in sending out the agenda. However, I think everyone on the task force knows it should be second Tuesday, and I've tried to encourage people to notify people in their area so I don't have to make long-distance calls to people.
So basically, we're just people are expected to show up on their own initiative. I'm not saying this is a criticism, Teresa. I'm just trying to understand, you know, what the assumptions are of this task force and how much I'm supposed to be participating in, you know, this in the process of getting people in meetings. So this is not meant as a criticism.
Well, I did not send this out. I'm sending out the minutes tonight because I have just typed them up as we went. And it will say on there that our next meeting is November 9th and then
mm-hmm.
December 14th. I hope people will put that on their calendar. And I will try to basically do the agenda and send it out a week in advance of the next one. But the best, I think the best method that we can use is that everyone here on this call do something from now until November 9th and have some reason that they would want to be on the call to either make a report or make an announcement or give someone some praise or make some sort of contribution to that meeting and encourage other people from their area to be on the call. I think that basically everybody's dedicated. There are just a few people. I know what Fernando Velasquez is doing at KPFK. He's just overwhelmed with Spanish language news. And Sonali Kahatkar, I don't know that she's attended maybe one meeting. Because we don't need a quorum, I mean, I could encourage her to step down if she doesn't want to be on. Does anybody on the call have anything to contribute to this conversation, this discussion?
Well, I might just add that.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Sure. I might just say quickly, I mean, I know a earlier notice of agenda does help a great deal, and sort of like, oh, yeah, I've got that meeting kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll try to be better. It's my fault.
No, I've been on committees, and I've chaired committees that, you know, same thing, no sweat, but but it does help.
Yeah.
Hey, pardon me, this is Pete, just for the record, since we're streaming, Sonali was on the first call of this committee. It was a rather packed committee meeting, and I believe she came a little late, but she was on the call, just in case anyone's listening. And anyway.
Well, I think I remember her being on that call, and I know she has a very busy schedule.
And, I mean, in general, I know participation has fizzled, and just to clear that up, that's all. Sorry.
Is there anything that people would like to state right now that you would like to make it a personal goal to do between now and November 9th?
Zarina, I can say that I'm interested in finding out. And hello, are you on the call? Is Ursula still on? Well,
yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. One of the things that I had mentioned to Ursula early on that I was interested in finding out about the affiliate stations that happen to be minority, more, you know, color, African American, Native American, even people from the Gulf states or Middle Eastern. If there are stations that are more populated by people of color. So I'm going to try and see if I might get that information and find out maybe by December what some of them are actually doing, what their stations are up to.
Okay, great. So you we should talk sometime then, right, Zarina?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I do need to let...
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just want to say I do need to let everyone know that I am actually working on a major fundraiser here in Arlington, Virginia, where the leader of the largest Muslim community is going to be our special guest, in the largest Muslim community in the United States, I should say. And so it's taken a lot of time and toll on me, and I just haven't been able to commit to not just this committee, but other things as far as our board goes, local and national. So I'm sorry. I'm putting my apology right now.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we're all really, really stretched pretty thin. And
right.
As long as we're aware of it, then we won't get too stressed when when you come late or don't show. We'll know to try to give you a little bit of advance notice for these meetings, et cetera. And same way with Kalonji, for example. Okay, anybody else have anything that you're going to want to work on specifically between now and November 6th?
Nice.
Sean, is there anything we can do for you? Are you doing the music for the Informed Dissent show?
Yes, I'm doing the music for that show.
Okay, have you seen the new CD for Roy Zimmerman?
No.
It's called Faulty Intelligence?
No.
No.
Why do you ask?
It's just so good. It's political satire. It's just awesome. I'll see if I can, since I have your address, I'll see if I can get him to send you a copy of it. But you don't really have a music library that you can draw from, do you, other than your personal music library?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we know what's keeping Sean busy, among other things. Uh-huh. So, I'll be talking to some of you on the 20th, and the rest of you, I'll talk to you, if not before, on November 9th.
Very good.
Okay.
Great.
All
thanks,
right.
Teresa.
All right, this meeting is adjourned. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.